Since the year 2000, the Legal Aid Council has existed to provide the basic human right of suitable and efficient legal representation for citizens who find themselves in trouble with the law. The council offers assistance free of cost to Jamaicans who cannot afford an attorney at the time they are accused. In a recent interview with Ian Boyne, Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council and Attorney at Law Hugh Faulkner outlined the service available to citizens. Here's an excerpt of that discussion.
I think we should begin by talking about the main responsibilities of the Legal Aid Council.
Well, the Legal Aid Act mandates us to oversee the delivery of legal aid services to the island of Jamaica. And the end result is to ensure that all Jamaicans have access to justice, regardless of your financial means. And the fact that you are without resources should not inhibit you from accessing justice.
But what about not just the access, but the quality of justice? Because the fact that I am poor will mean if I come through legal aid, I am not going to get the best legal expertise at all. Is that so?
Well, the Jamaican citizen who is charged with murder and to stand trial, if you access the Legal Aid Council, we only assign senior counsel 10 years or more.
Is that so?
Yes, sir. And not only that, to give the ordinary citizen a lawyer may not be enough to secure justice for him. You may recall the O.J. Simpson case.
Yes.
O.J. Simpson had Mr. Johnny Cochran. Mm-hmm. He had Dershowitz.
Yes.
He had Shapiro, etc.
Yes,
but top lawyers. O.J. Simpson also needed to hire experts. So we have found that the ordinary citizen, sometimes apart from giving them a senior counsel, they also need forensic or expert assistance. And we undertake to pay for that. And we have done that. So even in a matter that a gentleman was convicted for a sexual offense at the circuit court level, we approached the appeal court through fresh evidence and we paid for DNA to be done for him. And he was successful on his appeal. In the Farmer Greg case, which was a pig farmer in St. Catherine, he was murdered some years ago. And the three accused men, we provided senior counsel, but not only that, we provided a professional photographer to photograph the locus. And we also provided a surveyor who did a diagram of the distances to make available for the court. And those men were also acquitted.
So you pay for the services
of the lawyer,
which could lead to information, which could provide information.
Yes. To swear jury.
To assist in justice.
Yes.
So we should not think in terms of legal aid services as inferior services.
The new paradigm, sir, is that quality service, because that is the only way we can be satisfied that you're fulfilling the legal and moral obligation. If you do not do that, then the person who is blessed with financial resources
have an advantage.
Absolutely. And a criminal conviction can impair you not only to get a job, but even to commence training in certain professions. It also impairs travel to many jurisdictions.
Yes.
So it is important that the ordinary citizen has access to justice and the supporting entities. Yeah,
facilities.
To facilitate
and services.
His proof of his innocence.
You have employed even QCs?
Yes.
On the case?
Right. Currently, there's a case with a senior journalist, retired journalist, who was unfortunately murdered earlier this year.
Yes.
And we sympathize with the death of any citizen,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
But we have a duty that the person who is charged gets the best representation.
Yes.
And in that particular matter, at the parish court level for the committal proceedings, we have a Queen's Counsel representing the gentleman, and he has been granted bail.
Lest citizens think, Mr. Faulkner, that why is the government spending money to acquit murderers, and where is the government's priority? Really, we should make the point that the state should ensure that we are convicting the right persons, that we are not convicting innocent persons.
That is so, sir. The citizen is entitled to due process.
Yes.
That due process cannot be guaranteed if you are a person of significance, as the society would put it.
Yes.
It must be guaranteed to every citizen.
Yeah.
Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.